Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Tim passed along a story to me, thought I'd find it interesting, and I think you will too. Now, it is a year and a half old. So this happened in 2018, but it's the kind of story that deserves some scrutiny. From the Washington Post, a man was shot and killed by police, and a jury gave his family $4. And so, you know, we've talked before about how, you know, if you file a lawsuit against somebody, you can ask a jury to award you some money, and they may or may not. But the question is, how do they come up with a figure of $4 for a shooting? So Christine Phillips wrote the story. Only three people really know what happened when Gregory Hill Jr. died. Hill and two Florida sheriff's deputies who went to his home that day, one of whom shot and killed him. Now, the shooting took place in 2014, but the story broke in 2018 because that's how long it took to wind through the legal system. The police claimed that Hill pointed a gun at them and ignored commands to drop the gun, which forced them to open fire. Now, his family attorney argued that the gun would have fallen out of the man's hands when he got shot. But later, when they were investigating the scene, the unloaded weapon was found in the man's back pocket of the jeans he was wearing when he was shot. So it does seem a little odd that the man would be holding a gun, get shot in the head, and then somehow the gun wound up in his back pocket. The man's mother sued the St. Lucie County Sheriff and the deputy who killed her son for wrongful death. After a nearly two-week-long trial, the jury deliberated for 10 hours. And they came down with a ruling in favor of the police and said that the sheriff's deputy did nothing wrong. And then the eight jurors decided that the other sheriff who was there was 1% at fault. 1% at fault. While they said that the victim was largely to blame for his own death, and they said that that was 99%. And there was evidence that the man may have been drinking prior to the confrontation. So in a move that the family's attorney said was surprising, the jury gave money to the losing party, $4. And they allocated it and said it was $1 for funeral costs and another for each of the children, $1 each. So they awarded them $4. Now, adjusting for the blame the jury placed on that one sheriff person, adjusting for the blame the jury placed on the sheriff, the family would receive only 1% of the $4 or 4 cents. So it's actually worse than $4. It's 4 cents. The attorney said, I've never seen anything like this. If you lose a case, just give us $0. If you win a case, give us fair value. That's where we're just kind of confused. Were they trying to say that we should be punished for bringing the suit and thus awarding the dollar? Or were they saying that the true value of these children's pain was $1? He likened the scenario to tipping at a restaurant. If you get no tip, as a server, you wonder, did they forget or are they cheap? But if they leave just $1, they're going to know I intended the tip and this is an insult. So the sheriff's deputy who was found to be partially at fault wrote in a statement, we're pleased to see this difficult and tragic incident come to a conclusion. The deputy was placed in a very difficult situation. Like so many fellow law enforcement officers must do every day, he made the best decision he could for the safety of his partner, himself, and the public, given the circumstances he faced. We appreciate the jury's time and understanding and wish everyone involved in this case the best as they move forward. The man was killed in the afternoon of January 14th, 2014. He was 30 years old. He was alleged to be drunk after spending most of his day off from his job, listening to music in his man cave, which was his garage, and that was in Fort Pierce, Florida, when the two sheriff's deputies showed up. Parents picking their children up at the elementary school across the street from the home had called in a noise complaint, concerned that their kids were overhearing expletive-laden music that he was playing. The two police officers knocked on the front door before knocking on the garage door. According to Hill's family's lawyers, he began to open the garage door, saw the police, and began to close it again when one of the officers opened fire. The police said that the man was holding a gun in his right hand when he opened the door, and they said that Hill was ordered to drop the weapon, but instead raised it towards one of the officers as he's closing the door. And the statement is that the deputy, perceiving his life and the life of his fellow officer in imminent danger, fired four shots at Hill. As the garage door was in the process of being closed, the bullets traveled through the garage door, striking and killing the men. Witnesses told investigators the entire confrontation was over in a mere seconds. Hill was found lying face down, shot in the head, abdomen, and groin. The tip of a dark-colored Kel-Tec 9mm was sticking out of the top of Hill's right back pocket. And that's the one that the police say was pointed at them. The attorney said, "We thought we tried a winning case. If the gun was in Hill's pocket the entire time, then this would have been a violation of his civil rights." After the verdict is read on May 24th, the man's fiance walked out of the courtroom and told NBC News, "My heart just dropped." So, again, the strange part of the story is that the family was awarded $4, but that was reduced by, they claim, the victim's contribution to the incident, and therefore he'd be awarded 4 cents, or the family would be awarded 4 cents. So, you know, we don't often know what juries do or why they do it, the rationale behind why they do it. And I've had people ask me before, they say, "Well, you know, we've heard about judges knocking awards down. Can judges knock awards up?" In theory, they can. It almost never happens. So in case you're curious, if you are asking a judge to knock an award down, it's a motion for what we call remittitor, which is the old legal term for it. And if you're asking a judge to increase an award, it's called additor. Additor. And you almost never hear of that one. But the hypothetical I could give you is, let's suppose we had a contract, you and I, and we had an agreement that if something happened, I would pay you $1,000. And if it didn't happen, I don't pay you $1,000. And if a jury were to find and say, "Yeah, the incident, the contingency happened, we're going to award you $100. A judge could look at that and go, "Well, if the contingency happened, you owe him $1,000. And a judge could knock it up to $1,000. Could. But you almost never see it. And usually they don't do that because the thinking is that the jury might be taking something else into consideration, and if there's any possible way to spin it that could result in what they did, then what they did is right. And so judges don't like to go in and rework the jury's job. However, I can tell you they do it all the time when they bring awards down. And so, you know, a jury gets angry and awards somebody $3 trillion in damages over something that they're angry about. A judge will look at that and go, "Well, that seems excessive considering the actual damages were more like $1 million, you know, so they'll knock it down to $2 million, whatever." So you often see them reducing the awards, almost never do you see them increasing them, but yes, theoretically it's possible. So remittitor is where they bring it down, and additor is where you put it back up. But like I said, it almost never happens. So again, the strange case out of Florida where a man was shot and killed by police, the jury awarded $4, net result to the family was 4 cents. So there you go. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. That is all.